Hi, and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. Now, travelling around the MFR patch over the past few days, I see there's plenty of ploughing going on, and even caught sight of one or two grain drills getting ready for a bit of action in the spring barley fields. And, as part of their travels, I got down to Fern Farm and spoke to John Scott in the lambing shed, standing by a particularly noisy newborn lamb and his mum, and finding out how the lambing was going on.
Yeah, it's going well, Richard. We've probably got 100 ewes left to lamb. The last 4 days have been really busy. We've probably just under 300 ewes in the last 4 days. A peak of 90 one day, one space of 24 hours, which... hard going, but the team are performing really well. We're all quite tired, and plenty of chocolate's been eaten, and enjoying the weather, so that's made life a lot easier. We can get lambs straight out to the field rather than them getting stuck in the shed. So as soon as they're fit to go out, they're out with their mums and onto stubble turnips or grass, which is growing. Spring is here, dare I say it. Yeah. There's the odd daffodil out, and it's good. The birds are singing, and we're smiling.
Good, okay. Well, you've had an amazing run of weather, haven't you, for the lambing, and the end's in sight now, is it? How far away?
Yeah, by middle of the week, by Wednesday or so, we'll be more or less finished this lambing. There won't be many, and we'll have a bit of a break, and then we'll start again on about the 19th of March, and there's another batch to come inside for that. So we'll get all the sheds cleaned out and disinfected and ready to go again. We'll all try and chill out a little bit as well, and of course there's plenty of other things going on. We'll be needing to take cows in for starting calving in the middle of March as well. The weather being so dry and open has let us get on with the spring work, and there's a lot of ploughing being done, so we might start sowing next week if it stays like this. But now that I've said that, it'll probably pour rain. We've got a lot of fertiliser to go on the grass.
And your new bull that you brought back from Stirling, is he looking good still?
Yes, Dakota of Upson is his full Sunday name. Very happy with him. He's in isolation still. When we ring cattle on the farm, we keep them separate from our own stock for a month, and then we blood test them at the end of that period to make sure we haven't introduced anything that we don't want disease-wise onto the farm. We're BVD and Yoni's accredited here, and we like to keep clear of IBR and lepto as well. So once he's tested, he can come out of isolation and get a bit of company, and his nature's great, which is a great thing to have in him. You don't want anything slightly wilder, and the short term as a breeder are good like that. They're fairly bomb-proof.
So that's the very latest from Fern Farm, and thankfully I didn't have to get a rubber glove on this time and get involved with the lambing. But I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 as usual, with more MFR Farming.